Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions is expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are going to be discussing how your body functions. Now, I always say that before you know where you're going, you got to know where you are. This is my first radio show on KTSA, so I'm going to spend a few minutes telling you a little bit about myself. First, I was born in Trinidad in the West Indies. My first 10 years, I lived in Trinidad without my parents. When I was almost 11, my dad showed up in Trinidad, and a week later, I was in Harlem, New York. The change was incredible, but I lived my next 2 years in Harlem and in the South Bronx. And then after that, I went to Harvard University undergraduate and then Albert Einstein Medical School. After I graduated medical school, I did general surgery residency in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And then after that, I joined the Air Force, became a flight surgeon in the Air Force, was stationed at Travis, California. And I flew around the world for about 3 years, having a great time as a flight surgeon. And then I decided that I needed to get back to what I loved, medicine. So I was about to get out of the Air Force. They asked me if I could go to San Antonio and do a residency in at Wilford Hall. So I came to San Antonio, and that's how I ended up here. I've been doing emergency medicine since 1983 when I graduated from medical school. You know, but the key is here is that I'm only 29. That's right. I was born in 1984. And, that's just in jest. I was actually born in 1957, but I tell everyone I am 29 again and again because I have reinvented myself. Now, like we were talking about, we said that we're going to talk today about how your body functions. Well, I want you to understand something. You have an incredible body. All right. In your body, you have over 100 trillion cells. And every day, about 5 trillion of them dies. Every single day. And your body has to replace those cells. Do you realize that every 30 days, you have a new skin? Yes, just like the snake sheds its skin, you also have a new skin. Because the cells that make up your skin live about 30 days. So you have an opportunity every 30 days to renew your body. Not just your skin, your bones. Your bones live about 6 to 9 months. And so your bones are made of cells and they die. Just imagine this, that today 1 million bone cells died and your body went to replace those bone cells. And let's say you were low in calcium and phosphorus and magnesium and vitamin D. Do you think you could replace those 1 million bone cells? Probably not. But let's say that you had your levels of thyroid and calcium and magnesium and vitamin D were optimal. Do you think that you can now make better bone cells? Of course you can, because if you have optimal nutrition, you can do better. But it's not just your bones, it's your heart, your lungs, your kidneys. Those are all those organs are made of cells. And those cells die and your body replaces them. I believe that every 12 years, you replace your entire body with a new body. So here's the deal. If you truly wanted to make yourself younger like myself, if you give your body the best nutrition and did the right things, you could actually make your body younger and healthier. Now, you know, when you are born, you are born with all the knowledge of your parents. That's right. When your child says to your dad or mom, I got it, they got it. Because when they're born, they're given 46 chromosomes, 23 from mom and 23 from dad. And these chromosomes have all the information from the parents. As a matter of fact, everything that your parents has ever done is recorded on those chromosomes. And to go even further back, all your ancestors, everything they have ever done is recorded in their chromosomes and passed on through generations. So when you, the day you were born, you have all the knowledge of your ancestors and your parents. You just got to figure out a way to get that information out of your body because it's there. So in other words, if let's say that your ancestors survived the bubonic plague in 1500 BC, and the bubonic plague was to come around where you were today, you would probably survive it because your chromosomes has the information in it to tell them how to fight the bubonic plague. And it's not just that. It's everything that they come around. You have that information. So you start off where your parents left over and you build on that because your chromosomes is your hard drive. Now, your chromosomes are like shoelaces. And at the end of the shoelaces, the hard part would be a telomere. Now, those telomere, the hard part of it, normally, whenever your cell divides, those hard part gets shorter and shorter and shorter. And you know, when the hard part of the shoelace is gone, what happened to your shoelace? It unravels. That's correct. So your telomeres allows you, your cell, to divide about 100 to 125 times in a lifetime. And after that, your body starts aging quickly because your hard drive is now faulty. So that's how your body functions. Now that we have a little bit of idea of how our body works, let's talk about a few other things that's going on in your body. You see, we have this whole thing about synthetic and bioidentical. Well, bioidentical means that it's exactly like the way your body knows it. In other words, it's identical to what your body has. So in other words, the first time your ancestors ate broccoli or cauliflower or let's say raisins or any foods for the first time, a lot of time they would get sick because their body was not used to that. Because you see, your body, when you put something in your body says, oh, I know what this is. And your body says, oh, I know exactly what to do it. The problem comes in is when you have a synthetic substance, something which has never been around in nature, because synthetic substances is something which is made in a laboratory by a drug company, and it's there to take the place of a natural substance, because a natural substance cannot be patented. And since a natural substance cannot be patented, the drug company wants to own that product. So they have to take the natural product and try to change it in some shape or form to make sure that this new compound does what a natural compound does. Only one problem with that is that when you put that synthetic compound in your mouth, into your body says, wait a second. I've never seen this before. And your liver, which normally breaks down the things that comes into your body, says, hey, I don't have the owner's manual on this thing. I don't know whether it's good for me or bad. I don't know how to break it down. What is it? Should I send my immune system after it? Your body does not know what to do with the synthetic substance. And so there's a problem there. Now, normally the liver detoxifies things. It breaks things down into pieces and eliminates it from the body as it's needed. Well, when the synthetic compound, the liver cannot break it down because it does not know how to do it. It does not have the enzymes to do it. Now, speaking of enzymes, your tools for your body are enzymes, minerals, and vitamins. That's correct. Enzymes, minerals, and vitamins. Without those three things, nothing happens in your body. You know, if you did not have tools, you could not build the house that you're in. You could not put a car together or take it apart. You could not do anything without tools. Well, in your body, it's the same thing. The tools for your bodies are minerals, vitamins, and enzymes. Every second, there are millions of chemical reactions that happens in your body. And every one of those chemical reactions is dependent upon a mineral, a vitamin, or an enzyme. Now, when you go to your doctor and you ask your doctor about vitamins, what does he say to you? Go take a multivitamin. You know, as a physician, I was that way too, because I didn't understand minerals and vitamins and enzymes. I didn't. For the first 25 years of being a physician, I didn't. It's only been the last 5 years that I understand those things. But the point is this. They are crucial for your body to survive. You cannot make an enzyme. You cannot make an enzyme. You cannot make a white cell. You cannot make a neurotransmitter. You cannot make a cell. You cannot make anything in your body without those things. So what are we doing? You know, I tell people all the time, as physicians, we put band-aids on things. We don't fix anything. What we do is, if you are 15 and you have depression, you can be put on a depression medicine and you're going to be on it for the rest of your life. If you're 20 and you have diabetes or high blood pressure, you're going to be on diabetic medicine, high blood pressure medicine for the rest of your life. You see, the problem is that doctors get their drug training from the drug companies. The drug companies own the interests is in selling drugs. So when you are sick, the drug company wants you to be under drugs till you die. Their goal is to keep you healthy enough for as long as possible so that you can keep buying drugs for as long as possible. That's how they make money. They are not interested in anything. You know, we talk about cancer patients. You know, cancer, when you come down with cancer, do you ever get cured? No. As a matter of fact, the studies show that over the last 70 years, the cure rate for cancer has not changed at all. And you know, that's an incredible statistic when you think about it, because the technology to diagnose cancer has gotten so sophisticated that we can catch a lot of cancers a lot sooner now, yet the cure rate is still the same. And why is that? Well, because in America, the moment you are diagnosed with cancer, you are worth over $300,000 to the drug company, to the cancer industry, over $300,000. Now, what is cancer? You know, unfortunately, we all have cancer. Yes, we all have cancer. You know, I told you that we had over 100 trillion cells in our bodies. Well, every day, thousands of cells mutate and become cancerous every single day. The only reason why you or I don't come down with cancer is because our immune system is strong and our immune system goes in and kills off the mutated cells so that they don't become a problem. So, you know, so your cancer cells that you get, they're destroyed on a daily basis by your immune system. When your immune system is not strong, those cancer cells grow stronger. Well, how do you fight cancer? Well, you fight cancer by doing two things. Number one, denying cancer cells their favorite foods. Their favorite food is sugar. Sugar makes cancer cells grow quickly. You deny them sugar, they stop growing very fast. They start growing like regular cells. And then if you make your immune system stronger by giving your immune system the proper nutrition, your immune system can now go in there and destroy the cancer cells. Unfortunately, telling someone to get off sugar and tell them to eat better nutrition doesn't make the cancer industry $300,000. And so you'll never hear them talk about that because they don't want you to do that. See, those are a few things that we're going to be talking on a weekly basis about, because I want you to understand how your body works, how your body functions, so that we can understand how you can start growing younger and healthier. Because understanding where you are is the key to everything. You know, in my office, we do something called PhysioAge, which is something that will give you an analysis of your age, not your chronological age, your physiological age. It will tell you exactly how old your skin is, how old your heart is, how old your lungs are, how old your brain is, and you'll know how your different parts of your body is aging. You know, the saying is that you're only as good as your worst part. So if you are 40 years old and your skin is 32 and your lungs are 60 and your heart is 40, guess what? You're 60 years old because your lungs are 60. So you see, once you know where the problem is, then we can target those areas, because guess what? Just like we can make your muscles better and stronger by exercising them, we can make your lungs better. We can make your heart stronger. We can make your brain better. If we know what we're working with, Luminosity, for instance, guess what they do? They do brain studies which help improve your brain, make them young and healthy. So there are lots of things you can do. Well, you know, let's say that your lungs are older than you are. How do you fix those? Well, you know, when you have surgery, they give you a little plastic tubing to blow in, and they tell you to keep your lungs good. Well, that's a PFT machine. Well, basically, your lungs, when you're born, it's like a new balloon. When you're blowing up new balloon and you let it go, the balloon just explodes out. All right? But after a while, the balloon gets weak and stretches out, and when you blow air into it, it doesn't quite extrude the air properly. Well, that's what happens to your lungs. So if you can find a way to make your lungs stronger and more elastic, then your lungs get better. And there are techniques to do that. So if we know where you are, then we can target those areas to help you become younger and healthier. Just as if you have wrinkles in your skin, guess what? We can then go ahead and give you stuff to improve the collagen. We can use laser treatments to improve the collagen in your skin. We can work on your hormones, because your estrogen is a prime ingredient in collagen. When your estrogen is low, your collagen level is low, and therefore you wrinkle more. So if you have a lot of wrinkles, if you optimize your estrogen, guess what? Your wrinkles will get better. So you see, there are ways to make yourself younger and healthier. And that's what the focus of our show is going to be about. It's about growing younger, making yourself the best you can. Now, in medicine, we have a thing called normal values. Now, I want you to throw those out, because that's the things that everyone uses to get you. You see, if you're 60 years old, they tell you the normal value for a 60-year-old is X, Y, and Z. And so they try to get you into that 60-year-old normal range. But, you know, if you're 60 years old, do you want to feel like you're 60? Maybe you want to feel like you're 30. Well, guess what? If we took your hormones and optimized them and bring them back to the way they were when you were 25 to 30, guess what? Your body will start acting like you're 25 and 30 and get younger and healthier. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, you're born with hormones. You're born with testosterone. Yes, women, you have testosterone. And you're born with estrogen. Men, yes, you have estrogen. We all have the same hormones. You're born with those things. And those levels get increasingly increased as you grow older. So your body starts getting better and better as your hormones increases. Finally, between 25 and 30, we peak. And then after 30, men start declining. And after 35, women start declining. Now, the question here is this. Do you want to decline naturally and age gracefully? Or do you want to age slowly and grow younger? That's the question that you have to ask yourself. Well, for me, I'm 29 again and again. And I'm that way because I don't want to grow old gracefully. I want to go there kicking and screaming, and I don't want to do that. So that's what I do. I try to optimize people's body by optimizing your nutrition, optimizing your tools, which is your minerals, your vitamins, your enzymes, get you on a good, healthy exercise program, get you sleeping well, get rid of your pains so that you can start living a healthier, happier life. That's what we're talking about here today. Now, every week we're going to talk about a different topic that will help you become younger and healthier. And if you are interested, on my website, which is www.twaamc.com, there's a lot of information on some of the things that we do. But the key is this. Before you can go, you can do anything, you need to know where you are. Because without knowing where you are, you cannot go where you want to go. If I want to go to New York City, I first need to know where my starting point is. I want to know if I'm starting from San Antonio or if I'm starting from Chicago. Because guess what? The route to New York City is completely different. So that's the key, is knowing where you are. Now, with that in mind, you know, up until about 4 years ago, I had never done a toxic metal screen on anyone. I had never done a micronutrient testing on anyone. You know, I do the typical CBC, CMP that all the doctors do. And we do those because we understand those and because we have certain drugs to treat those if there's a problem. But physicians are funny. We don't test what we can't treat. And we don't treat what the drug companies don't give us to treat things with. So, you know, what's happening is that if there's no synthetic drug to treat something, the physician does not get detailed on that problem. For instance, I noticed, you know, I've been doing hormone optimization for the last 5 years. And about a year ago, I noticed that more and more doctors were starting to give a testosterone to their patients. And I'm wondering what's going on here. Well, apparently, the drug companies decided that testosterone is a good money-making thing, and so they were going to get into the testosterone business. And so they started going by the doctor's office and detailing them on testosterone, which is very good. Unfortunately, they don't give the doctors the full picture. Because, you see, when you give your body testosterone, your body tells your testicles, if I'm going to get it, you don't need to make it. And so therefore your testicles start shrinking and your testosterone production starts declining. And so now we're seeing patients who have been on testosterone a year or two, and now they come in, and if they stop the testosterone, their testicles cannot make testosterone anymore because their testosterone has been beaten down for so long without the proper medications. You see, to tell the testicles to make testosterone, we give it HCG. HCG is a hormone that women have when they're pregnant. They have thousands of units of this when they're pregnant. It's secreted by the placenta to help protect the baby. Well, HCG acts like luteinizing hormone in the body, and that's the hormone that tells the testicles to make testosterone. Well, if you don't give that to someone who's on testosterone, their testicles do not make any hormones, and therefore your testosterone stop production naturally declines. And so now that person who has been on testosterone without any testicular support, if he gets off the testosterone, his testosterone bottoms out. That is what's happening. See, because we are doing things without knowing how to do things. And I know there's a lot of guys out there who are getting testosterone, but I warn you guys, if you're getting testosterone without getting other things to go along with it, 2-3 years from now, you're going to have a big problem because your testicles are not going to be functional. You know, I think our show is coming to a close pretty soon. And, you know, next week, I think what we're going to be talking about is we're going to continue a little bit more on how your body functions. And then we're going to go and talk about hormones next week. We're going to talk about estrogen and progesterone and testosterone. Because I want you to understand something. Contrary to popular belief, testosterone, the organ that it affects the most is your heart. Testosterone protects you from heart disease. The second organ that testosterone affects the most is your brain. Testosterone sharpens your memory, sharpens your cognitive functions, help your work productivity, and it also decreases stress, helps you sleep better at night, and it helps protect you from Alzheimer's and dementia. So we're going to talk about these things next week, as well as estrogen and progesterone, the fact that those are the woman's hormones of youth, and when they decline, she uses all her attractiveness, all her beauty, and she starts dying. Thank you all very much. We'll see you. God bless you, and we'll see you next week.